and gentlemen, I would like to give you a speech in English. I was now on a tour to Israel for almost 3 weeks, and I spoke to on the radio and to different journalists, and I'm trying to get the message across what's happening in New York, and it's happening all across America and in Israel. And hymns have to be very, very well knowledgeable to know that we unfortunately have 1 out of 5 children molested in our schools, the religious schools that is, and we also have maybe now the average looks like 1 out of 10 teachers are pedophiles, and therefore our children are not safe when they go to school, and that's why we have to fight this. We have to fight this because most of the Kehillah's organizations are paying off the police big monies, and they have liaisons in the time of old, or in the not Jewish world, in the Gentile world, it works that a liaison listens to what the people are saying, and if he hears any information, he goes to the police and he gives it over to them. In our circus, it works the opposite. We pay millions for the police. We put in a liaison. Once the liaison is put in into place, what he does is he makes sure that the police work for him, that every time they have to destroy files, they have to get certain rabbis, certain teachers off the hook. They make sure that it's being done. We don't feel comfortable with it. We feel suppressed here, just like the Jews were in Russia in the time of Stalin. The only difference is Stalin didn't want anybody to keep any religion, and these people don't mind if you keep religion. The only thing that they don't want you is to expose their teachers that they are pedophiles and their sexual habits. And this is why we have to talk about it. The more we talk about it, the more knowledgeable we are going to be, and the more knowledgeable our children will be, the safer it'll be. Believe it or not, hundreds of children are coming home now. The mothers are saying to them, "Hi, is any teacher touching you where he's not supposed to, and explaining where his private places is?" And these children start to talk. Just now it happened in Kiryas Joel in Satner that a child came home with lollipops and candies, and the mother says to him, "Who gave you all this?" He says, "Well, one of the teachers in school," and when I say teachers, I mean the Jewish rabbis. I just don't want to call them rabbis because they are 1 out of 10 pedophiles, and I don't want to make that the rabbis are 1 out of 10. We have enough. How many we have? So we're going to call them teachers, but they're Jewish teachers, Yiddish teachers, malamdim. So the Mishmeres Atzniyos were nice enough to call up the mother that your child needs help. He was molested by somebody in the yeshiva. They didn't want to say the truth that he was molested by a teacher. They're hiding the truth. They know that nobody's going to go to the police, and it's very hard to go to the police. So I told this lady through some source that she should make sure that everybody in Kiryas Joel knows about it, and everybody in Kiryas Joel knows that they are hiding something. Even though we won't find out who is the one that did it, but at least these people are starting to learn that it's no more a free ride like it used to be. So we have to start being very careful of what's going on. We have to make sure that we're doing constructive. We can't play games anymore. We had only played games for about close to 40 years, nobody's saying anything, and so forth and so on. I went now to Albany, we're fighting the SOL laws. SOL means statute of limitation. There really should be no statute of limitation if somebody molested somebody, and I also explained to the government authorities that the only time a person can come through is after his 23rd birthday, because that's when he finds out he can't take a wife, he can't get married, he also finds out that he can't function properly to take a job, and that's exactly when the statute of limitations is over. So it's a shame that what we as grown-ups are doing to these children. So we're trying to get the statute of limitation, that there should be no statute of limitation, and we're trying to ask everybody to call the congressmen, the senators, or to write them in emails or text messages to make sure that they're all aware that we want the statute of limitations not to be in New York City and in New York State, and then we're going to start suing all these yeshivas, all the malamdim, and everybody that is doing all these things. So this is very, very important, and it's a community work. We have to work together because our enemy is within. It's not we have on one side the war on one side is the Russians and the other side the Americans, and we're trying to conquer each one to get to the other side. The enemy is within. It's in our congregations, it's all the Rabbonim, unfortunately, most of them. It's all our leaders, Moshe Duven Niederman from UJO, all other leaders, they're with this 100%. They're backing pedophiles because they're alone pedophiles, or their children are pedophiles. Kasha Aruf, whose father was one of the big tzaddikim in the past generation, he has a son that's a pedophile. He has molested every third child in Muncie in a mikvah. He's trying to cover it. The other Rabbonim, Rasna Aruf, has a child that was killed in his Talmud Torah in the toilet while being molested. Above of the head, somebody that was killed in the toilet with the semen still on the floor, and they told the guy who was trying to get help, he said, if you're going to get involved in this case, we're going to kill you. So these are the things that are happening. It's not only sexual assault, it's also murder, and it's stemming from sexual assault. And if we don't really start doing something positive against it, we're falling out. The police, as I said, is all involved in this, and they get big monies. And at the same time, Mr. Charles, who's the DA in Brooklyn, is involved in this garbage too. He takes money. I was told by Yosef David Krause, who is the Mishmeres Hatznias in Williamsburg, that Charles Hines is on our payroll. He won't help you. So if he's on their payroll, let him get off the government's payroll. You can't be on two people's payrolls at the same time. So this has to come forward. The news media has to know about this. We all have to start complaining. Why is it that there's no arrest? And if there is an arrest, like Rabbi Leibowitz, they don't want to take any more witnesses than three, and he's probably going to walk off because his son came from Israel with a lot of money, is trying to help him out. They took big lawyers, they're involved with the authorities in Charles Hines' office, and the same is with the other people. They have now this Minka Cheruf, who is a big leader, and he alone is a mastermind that crook. He stole from the government millions of dollars. He made the deal he'll pay back, which is something that usually doesn't happen, but Charles Hines let it go through. And then at the end of the day, he made even a bigger deal that 2 months later he went bankrupt, so he didn't even have to pay it back. He's the one that works close with all the authorities, with Charles Hines and all the other government authorities, and he works against us, and he's supposed to be an ultra-Orthodox rabbi, and we trust him. So we really have to know who the enemy is, and that the enemy is within us. The enemy is not outside, he is within us, and we have a serious problem with that. The Shmeres Hatznias has ran their unfortunate Shmeres Hatznias program for 40 years, rapes, molesting, killing, everything has been happening under their authority, and no resolutions has ever been made. So we have to start working on it and make sure that it doesn't go further.
Thank you.